So good afternoon. Over the course of this retreat so far, we've been developing a strong foundation of mindfulness and stability of mind as supports for our capacity to be with whatever our experience is in the body, in the heart, in the mind, and without falling into our habitual patterns of reactivity. Patterns that are often harmful to ourselves and harmful to others. And in these afternoon sessions, we've been using the support of each other to help us stay steady and present with whatever arises, without taking it personally, without identifying with it. And as many of you have been describing, to the extent that we are able to, at least temporarily, release that habit of self-referencing, to that extent, we experience more ease, more trust, more safety. And that in turn supports the ease and the trust and the safety in our interactions with others. And then together we can access levels of wisdom and compassion that might not come up so easily when we're just in our own silent and individual practice. So this afternoon, I'll continue our exploration of the guidelines of insight dialogue. And as a reminder, so far we've worked with the first two in the beginning, pause and relax. And pause and relax directly strengthen the sati and the samadhi. So pause is the invitation to practice mindfulness and to come home to the body. And relax orients us as to the ease of samadhi, steadiness of mind. And then yesterday we jumped to the fourth guideline, which is attuned to emergence. And that points us to the truth of change. And it is an invitation to let go of trying to control our interactions, to let go of trying to be seen in a certain way, to let go of trying to not be seen in a certain way, to let go of any form of rehearsing or planning, let go of any agenda, and simply speak from the tip of the moment to what's arising now. And that speaking is still guided by clarity and kindness. So attuned to emergence is about opening to change, to impermanence, and in the process, releasing some of the myriad ways that we usually try to create a solid, fixed sense of self out of our moment-to-moment experience. And when we experimented with attuning to emergence yesterday, when we were simply naming the moment-to-moment changing of our mind states, the arising and passing away of all those different mental qualities, we noticed how all of that's happening as an impersonal process. Though, of course, it's affected by the presence of our meditation partner and our responsiveness to what we're seeing and hearing externally, as well as our own inner experience. So this movement between knowing our inner experience and what's happening outside us too is what's supported by the third guideline of insight dialogue. And that third guideline is open. And that's what we're going to be exploring this afternoon. Now, it sounds quite straightforward, but in some ways this guideline is counterintuitive to our usual ways of practicing meditation. So when we sit down in ordinary insight meditation, what do? We close our eyes, we bring our awareness internal, we go inwards, and often we focus on just the breath, or just the sensations in the body, or just sounds. And in the traditional language of the Buddha's teachings, this is described as contemplating internally. And this contemplating internally is what most people think of as meditation. And not that many people know that the Buddha also taught the practice of contemplating externally. And in fact, this invitation to open beyond our inner experience is right there in the refrain of the Satipatthana Sutta. So in this, the four establishments of mindfulness, there's a refrain which is repeated 14 times. And in those 14 refrains, it says contemplate internally, contemplate externally, and contemplate both internally and externally. So this means paying attention to our own experience and what's going on around us, which of course includes other people. So in insight dialogue, we're practicing mindfulness in relation to our co-meditators. And this brings in what's known as the relational field. So what's happening between us as we speak and as we listen? How are we responding to each other? Is there mutuality or not? Noticing all the different ways that we're affecting each other. Affecting each other through our words, but also our non-verbal communication. So we start to open to the body language, to the facial expressions and the hand gestures, the pitch and the tone and the rhythm of the voice. And when we practice with the guideline of open, there's so much that's being communicated beyond the verbal communication. And often this is just below the level of consciousness. So when we open, a lot more becomes available to our awareness. However, when we're invited to engage with this guideline of open, what often becomes most apparent is what we might call the far enemy of open, which is close. We start to notice those times when we're not so open, when we're pulling back, contracting, resisting, clinging to or rejecting our experience, perhaps withdrawing from each other, disengaging or disconnecting. And it might sound paradoxical, but this guideline of open is inviting us to stay open even to the experience of closing. So instead of judging or resisting that closing, we try to just open to, okay, this is how it is right now. So the guideline of open is inviting us to be present with the full spectrum of our experience, not just the bits that are pleasant and that we like. And as I said in my talk last night, it's natural and normal that at times the heart will close. So we use wisdom and compassion to understand when that closing might actually be appropriate and when it's more just an old habit, an old reflex, an old pattern. And if that's the case, then we just gently challenge ourselves to see if we can move out of our comfort zones just a little. So again, this is a practice of deep listening. Listening to each other, to ourselves, to our hearts and minds, with more and more sensitive attunement. And so in this way, it connects to the Brahmavihara qualities of metta and compassion that I spoke of last night. So in our practice session now, I'm going to be bringing together the guideline of open with this exploration of the heart quality of metta.